live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. I'm Emma Rose Callaghan with the main evening news. Coming up in this bulletin, the green light has been given to reduce the time between administering doses of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine from 12 to 8 weeks. The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association has rowed in behind calls for a 100% MICA redress scheme. The Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorlar Municipal District has called for further support to complete the Donegal Community Stadium. And Gardaí say they'll break up crowds this bank holiday weekend if there's concern over public safety. And Kenny Harkin will be here with all the latest in sport at around 5:15. But first in news. The green light has been given to reduce the time between administering doses of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine from 12 to 8 weeks. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says there will be a gradual reduction in the interval between the first and second doses in the coming weeks. Minister Donnelly says the move will benefit in excess of 400,000 people who are waiting for their second jab. Further detailed planning on this aspect of the COVID-19 vaccination programme will take place over the weekend. The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association has rowed in behind calls for a 100% MICA redress scheme. Thousands of houses across Donegal are affected by the defective block issue, as well as farm buildings and sheds. Henry O'Donnell, INHFA National Council member, says the current scheme is inadequate and falls well short of what is needed. He says everyone, be they householders or owners of agricultural buildings, should receive 100% financial redress.
We felt as a farm organisation with a lot of our members affected by MICA that it was important to come out and show our support at a national level, because we feel householders have been treated very unfairly. And, well, the fact that we're in the northwest and we're not in Dublin seems to be a factor, which it shouldn't be. So we felt it was important to show our support to everybody that's affected.
And indeed, we know that there are so many thousands upon thousands of households that are affected, but as well, sometimes we forget that there are other buildings as well that fall through this scheme.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of buildings, whether it be people's domestic garages beside their houses, or as somebody mentioned, even the wall in front of their house. And from an agricultural perspective, there was a lot of farm sheds built during this period, and they also are crumbling with defective blocks. Now, not to take away from householders, but the reality is, why should anybody in business or in their private home be made to pay for something that's totally not their fault?
And indeed, that 90-10 scheme for rebuilding them buildings as well is totally inadequate.
Yeah, the reality is very obvious now that the 90-10 scheme is very far from 90-10, and the way that building costs have increased and the way the thing has been set up means that it's much, much less than that in practice, and people can't afford it.
The Cathaoirleach of the Lifford Stranorlar Municipal District has called for further support to complete the Donegal Community Stadium. While almost €4 million has been granted to the FIA under the Large-Scale Support Infrastructure Fund for the development of the stadium, Councillor Gary Doherty says that funding will not complete the entirety of works, with money still needed for further phases. He says it is vital that Donegal County Council work with other stakeholders to source the necessary funding needed to complete the project. Councillor Doherty believes the council should take a lead role in the project.
We obviously welcome the recent funding announcement that came from the department. That funding announcement was a massive boost to the Donegal Stadium project, but we have to realise that funding allocation won't complete the entirety of the works that are needed to complete the stadium, and there are still a number of further phases that must be funded. And the Donegal Community Stadium Committee have come up with detailed proposals on how they propose to finish the stadium. And we must keep in mind that although Fin Harps will be the primary users of the stadium for training and matches, it is a community stadium that will be open to members of different sporting organisations across our communities. And indeed, the twin towns of Balbofane, Stranorder have been identified as a sporting hub within the county development plans and the local area plan. So it's important that we make sure that we complete the stadium in a timely and an efficient manner to make sure that the entire community is using that stadium as quickly as possible.
And this is something you would hope Donegal County Council to take the lead on?
Yeah, well look, I put the motion before Donegal County Council last month to take over a lead role in the running and the management of the stadium, because that's what happens in other stadiums throughout the country, such as the Tallaght Community Stadium, even in our neighbouring city in Derry in the Brandywell. So the motion that I submitted to the council is calling for the council to work with the stadium committee to make sure that we get this project over the line in a timely and efficient manner. And it's vital that we get unanimous support for this project across the political party groupings and from the wider community. And to reflect the fact that this stadium will be a huge asset to the entire county of Donegal. It's not just for Fin Harps, it's for the entire community.
A Donegal County Councillor says he supports changes to local property tax announced by government as part of their economic recovery plan. The rate of LPT is to be cut and the bans widened, while homes built since 2013 will now be subject to the tax. Councillor Brian Sweeney told today's 9 till noon show that LPT is very valuable in terms of the delivery of projects in Donegal.
It is important to note from the outset that the vast majority of people will not see any change. And in a lot of cases, they'll actually see a reduction in their local property tax with this new system that's been brought in. The houses that have been built since 2013, of which there are about 100,000, they will be brought into the tax loop. And I think it's fair to do that. They haven't paid local property tax for the last 8 years. And, you know, they are, you know, private homeowners. It's houses that local authorities have bought and who investors have bought as well. So voted for this tax in the past. It has to be done. We have to pay our way. And in most cases, it's a reasonable and affordable tax. For example, last year in Donegal County Council, there was about 1.7 million raised out of local property tax. And this is money that's spent on housing maintenance, spent on some of our services like our libraries, and also really importantly in my mind is that it goes as match funding for a lot of projects. We see a huge amount of projects coming into County Donegal. There's a huge amount of community-based projects that need match funding from the County Council, and that's what this money is going towards. So it's very valuable money and we get a lot out of it.
There's growing momentum for the government to call a referendum on the right to housing. People Before Profit have introduced a bill to the Dáil calling for a referendum to insert a right to a home into the constitution. A number of Fianna Fáil senators have also called for such a vote. Senator Malcolm Byrne wants it to start a move away from a reliance on the private market for housing.
Housing is a core Fianna Fáil value, and we have not favoured, and we don't favour as a party, a very market-led approach which has perhaps been followed up until date. This is about Fianna Fáil reasserting our core values around housing. We'd also differentiate ourselves from, you know, some of those who claim to be on the left in Irish politics because we support the aspiration towards home ownership.
The Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes has now been invited to come before the Oireachtas Children's Committee for the third time. It has declined two previous invitations as it deemed it inappropriate to appear before the committee. However, a member of the commission, Professor Mary Daly, spoke openly about the report at a UK seminar during the week, which has caused a lot of frustration and upset among survivors. Committee chairperson Kathleen Funken says she was surprised to hear Professor Daly say there were issues in the terms of reference of the report.
Well, if that was the case, I can't understand why in the 6 years that they were working on this, they didn't say to anybody, look, we need to re-examine the terms of reference. This isn't working. People are going to be, you know, very disappointed with this. You know, they knew the mammoth task that they had and they knew the importance and how everybody was waiting for this report. So if there was difficulties, they should have flagged that.
It has emerged that an archaeological survey has been carried out on the site of the Nazareth House orphanage in Fawn. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle earlier claimed that to the best of his knowledge, no such survey had been carried out on the site ahead of its demolition in recent days. He called on the relevant ministers to intervene, given, as he says, the importance of preserving possible burial sites. The site of the orphanage is set to be developed into holiday homes. The architect involved in the development has confirmed that the survey was received by Donegal County Council on May 25th. Gardaí say they'll break up crowds this bank holiday weekend if there's concern over public safety. They're appealing to people to socialise responsibly if meeting up outdoors, and officers will be patrolling popular spots like parks and beaches. Hundreds of extra bins and toilets have been installed in Dublin, and more funding's been made available to local authorities to provide facilities. Superintendent Liam Geraghty says Gardaí will closely monitor any crowded areas.
We will continue to use the 3 E's, which is engage, explain and encourage the public. But yes, if required, the 4E is to enforce. And if required, we can resort to some enforcement around seizing alcohol, dispersing crowds, where public safety concerns arise.
The chief medical officer says the easing of restrictions in Limerick will go ahead, but is urging the public to adhere to public health guidelines. A meeting is taking place this afternoon and into the evening between the health minister, senior health officials and local representatives to address the rising number of COVID cases in the county. More test centres and an enhanced public awareness campaign are expected to be among the options discussed. Speaking to Clare FM, CMO Dr. Tony Holohan says they are monitoring the case numbers closely.
We haven't at this stage formed the conclusion that the measures that are being eased around the country shouldn't be eased also in Limerick. But if we see a continued increase in the level of infection that we're seeing at the moment, we'll have to think further about the kinds of actions that we need to take. But for now, really, really important that people in Limerick hear the message that the risk is higher than it is in any other part of the country, and that the basic public health measures, while they're waiting to be vaccinated, are really, really important in protecting them.
The emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy this week with high numbers of people attending. The impact of the ransomware attack on the HSE IT systems means that patients attending the emergency department are facing extremely long delays, as essential services like blood tests and diagnostic services are taking much longer than usual. The hospital says patients needing urgent care will be prioritised. They're asking people to contact their GP or GP out of our service in the first instance if their health problem is not urgent. It's 13 minutes past five. We'll take a short break now and we'll be back with sport with Kenny Harkin.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Check out the new Donegal Portland Leisurewear range online and in store at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And we'll cross over to sport now with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Emma Rose. We'll start with soccer, and Donegal's Kira Grant and Roma McLaughlin have been recalled to the Republic of Ireland ladies squad for the upcoming friendly games with Iceland. The duo have amassed 15 and 5 caps respectively during their previous spells with the senior squad. Grant has stood out for Shelburne since resuming her SSE Electricity Women's National League career last year after spending time to focus on becoming a doctor. The Letterkenny native filled in as team doctor with the Ireland in March 2020. McLaughlin has recently been selected to the Division 1 Women's Soccer All-America, third team for the second successive year. And Taylor Tolan's exile from the setup continues while Saoirse Noonan has been called for the first time up under manager Vera Powell. And Katie McCabe, she's been named on the Women's Super League Team of the Year. The Republic of Ireland captain enjoyed a brilliant campaign in England's top flight, helping Arsenal to achieve Champions League qualification again with a third place finish. And in the League of Ireland, a group led by Richard Forrest are the new owners of League of Ireland club Waterford. Lee Power this morning confirmed that 100% of the club's shares have been sold to the UK-based company. The Blues are currently bottom of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. Cross Channel, Chelsea's Champions League winning head coach Thomas Tuchel has been given a new contract until the summer of 2024. The German took over on an initial 18-month deal in January. That's now been extended by a further 2 years on the back of winning over Manchester City last weekend. Gaelic games this weekend. The Donegal ladies, they're away to Galway. With two wins from two under their belt, they'll be upbeat heading to take on Galway in Tuam on Sunday. There's a 2 o'clock throw-in on that one. We'll have commentary on Sunday Sport. Meanwhile, the Donegal Hurlers, they're in action in Division 2B of the Alliance National Hurling League as they make the trip to Green to take on Derry. Also a 2 o'clock start on Sunday. We'll have regular updates during Sunday Sport. In golf, a double bogey at the 10th slowed down Rory McIlroy's progress at the rain-delayed Memorial Tournament. He finished on level par after shooting an opening round of 72. Shane Lowry, he'll begin his second round from 3 under par, and he's 3 adrift of the leader, Colin Morikawa. Patrick Harrington had a disappointing first round. He'll start his second round from 6 over par. In ladies golf, Stephanie Meadows going into her second round of the ladies US Open on 5 over par, 9 shots off the lead held by Reid. In tennis, Serena Williams appears to be marching into the last 16 of the French Open. She's a set to the good against her fellow American Danielle Collins. She's also 5-4 up on the second set. Earlier, third seed Anastasia Sabalenka was beaten in three sets by Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. The Russian will face Victoria Azarenka in the last 16. And men's second seed Daniel Medvedev, he reached the third round with a straight sets victory over Riley Opeka. And sixth seed Alexander Zverev will play Kei Nishikori in the last 16. Tonight, fifth seed Stefanos Tsitsipas goes up against John Isner. In motorsport, Lewis Hamilton was only 11th fastest as Mercedes struggled in second practice of the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. Hamilton was a second off the pace, which was set by Red Bull's Sergio Perez. Both Hamilton and teammate Valtteri Bottas struggled on the softest tyre. Hamilton's title rival, Max Verstappen, was second fastest, 0.1 of a second behind his teammate Perez. Ferrari drivers Carlos Sainz and Charles Leclerc, they were third and fourth. Meanwhile, it has been announced that the Singapore Grand Prix has been called off this year due to the coronavirus. The event was due to take place in October. In boxing, Irish boxers have made a blemish-free start to the Olympic qualifier in Paris. Middleweight Aoife O'Rourke, welterweight Aidan Walsh and light heavyweight Emmett Brennan were all victorious in their last 16 bouts today. Kelly Harrington and Michaela Walsh, they're both in last 16 action later on this evening. And in cricket, Ireland have levelled their one-day series with the Netherlands by scoring an 8-wicket victory in Utrecht today. The Dutch were bowled out for 157, with Ireland reaching their target with 7 overs to spare. The sides will meet for the third and final time on Monday. Finally for this evening, in horse racing, 11-2 shot Snowflake won the Oaks today in the feature of the opening day at the Derby Festival at Epsom. Trainer Aidan O'Brien and jockey Frankie Dettori, they conspired for the victory with Mystery Angel second and Divinely in third. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Emma Rose.
Thanks, Kenny, and we'll cross over to Newark now with Colm Ferriter.
Shewer Mahasa Colm Ferriter and Charlin the Prev Skelty. Sholu plan stratisha udras negeltak to fihis a hengoji fihis a kuig. Go half a gul ingi door mwajin and you. Tam plan bonnihe and tame the tamey. Comasu nyartugus in wunihakt. Tahar sul go nyanhi furbature geltakt. My rejun kruhihe nuolia ugus in warhana. Fridge negreha fastier pobul ugus coulter. Ta Brecken the Stratisha Halyaka Masa Kapish, Athnis are Tawakt a Winnin the Planal Changa, Gome Planal Changa Ivaim, Snashe Lemishirigus Feep Augusta Tree, Vala Service Yeltak to Fuyeru, Tibushti the Kerablianum, August Ohio Fasti Akta J, Gome Ni Mila Denya Fasti, Egolakti Geltak to Tibushti, then Trev Shakirna. Ta Carter Sheas Shacht Togri Stratisha G Tech Geltukt Glass Park Namara Torosurukt Brandon the Geltukta Staharak Sul go Carter Kangle Le Giaspora the Geltukta Fridge Arden Commerce Foil Augustasha Mersprick Fast Coulter Nigeliga Gus Geltukta Achahu a mask and Isha Oig. Sholu plan changa na rasan agus togu ahantas dan clahan liam ar vala service si geltacht an chartan sha comai. Ta kishtia plana la changa ar fiu 3.4 million euro in na omlan a cadu ag udras agus forest na gaelige. La curam a yenif da fainu am froses plana la changa sav lian raha. Buen for liasa san chistia seo chun chistiacht vlian tool a chur foil da limistir flana la changa gaeltachta da valcha service a gaeltachta agus da lianri gaelige a ta imon abru ag olvu plana la changa fuin froses. August Jennifer Comoru Mila Gulliai Blian Niv Column Killer and you Fridge Amokt at Agri Eglianra Letcher Kennan Erlinia Falshahar Slee Column Killer a North Egahok the Clug Clar Le Kyol Arish August E. Hanchuri Ectorge Fui Heel August Seher Niv Column Killer Stagaholus Eg and Sea Vigilina Lienra LC Bunk IE Shimbachud Shigulier Slanagus Barracked.
And finally in weather, becoming cloudy in most parts this evening and overnight, with patches of light rain and drizzle extending from the west. Patches of mist or fog also, with minimum temperatures of 8 to 11 degrees. And a look at the closing headlines. The green light has been given to reduce the time between administering doses of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine from 12 to 8 weeks. The Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association has rode in behind calls for 100% MICA redress scheme. And the look of the Lifford Stranorla Municipal District has called for further support to complete the Donegal Community Stadium. And also, Gardaí say they'll break up crowds this bank holiday weekend if there's concern over public safety. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of the main evening news on highlandradio.com. Back with the headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Friday evening, June 4th. The death has taken place of Tony McBride, Derryhassan Downings. His remains will arrive at the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral mass on Sunday at 11:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Paddy McCall, Lochfad, Portneau. His remains will repose at his residence today from 5 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday, going to St Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for funeral mass at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James McGuinness and Sons funeral directors. The death has taken place of Joseph Monaghan, Town Parks Convoy, reposing at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy tomorrow evening from 6 until 10 o'clock. Funeral mass in St Mary's Church Convoy on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St Mary's Old Cemetery Convoy. House strictly private, please. Due to HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Kathleen Hilly, Swillyview, Ballybegley, Newton Cunningham. Remains will repose at her home. Requiem mass tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Church of All Saints, Newton Cunningham, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Church of All Saints, Newton Cunningham. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations if desired to palliative care team, care of any family member or Patrick Sweeney funeral directors. The death has taken place of Charlotte McHugh, 65, Fitzroy Avenue, Belfast, formerly Labadeau, Milford. Her remains will repose at the residence of Marie Heaney, Rocky River Drive, Carunaganana, Milford. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 10:30 in St Bridget's Church, Golan. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has occurred of Margaret Maura Funnell, Ní Leavings, Ross Kirk, Ballylar, Fanad. Maura's remains will arrive at St Mary's Church, Fanavolte, this evening at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass will be held tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. Family Flowers Only Please, donations in lieu of desire to Medical 2 Letterkenny University Hospital Patient Fund, care of McAteer Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Rosha McHugh, Ní Gavigan, Le Connell, Ardra. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. Going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Flowers Only. House is strictly private to family only, please. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. The death has taken place of Susan Grant, 410 Grove Cottages, Muff. House private, please. Susan's funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Susan's funeral mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/Sacred Heart Muff. Family Flowers Only Please, donations if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 50 people permitted. And the death has taken place of Joe Boyle, Gerard, 57, Hillhouse, Lahinure. Funeral Mass will take place in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, on Monday at 12 noon, followed by burial in Annagree's new cemetery. Rosary can be viewed on Annagree Parish Facebook page tomorrow and Sunday evening at 8 o'clock. And Joe's funeral mass will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page. Due to HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and interment are private to family and close friends only, please, with a maximum of 50 people permitted.